Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And this is English Digest. We're so happy you've decided to join us today. And in today's program, we're going to continue talking about the genius that is Stephen Hawking. You might not really find physics and astronomy and mathematics all that exciting, but this fella is a great story because not only of his intellect, but also because of his situation there. He's stuck in a wheelchair, but he's still achieving great things.
And what's so amazing about him is that he was predicted by doctors to only live a couple more years after he contracted a serious disease, and he's outlasted his life expectancy by 45 years. He went on, had some children, he's been married, he's accomplished quite a bit, even though he has some pretty big physical limitations. As Tom said, he is trapped within that paralyzed body. He's confined to a wheelchair. He can't move around, but that doesn't prevent his brain from working very, very well.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. So we'll continue talking about his history. Where we left off, we were talking about when he was born and what positions he has occupied. He's been quite respected and esteemed at Oxford and Cambridge. Okay, let's go on now and read through today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it. It was when Hawking was 21 and becoming increasingly clumsy that he was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. Intelligence and emotions are unaffected by the illness, but gradually the signals that the brain sends to the muscles cease to work. Despite doctors giving him 2 years to live, Hawking married soon after the diagnosis and went on to have 3 children with his first wife, Jane Wilde. Over time, the scientist grew more dependent on others. He began to use an electric wheelchair and in 1989 lost his ability to speak. A computer with a voice synthesizer was specially built for him, and this, along with his wheelchair, is now synonymous with his image. Today, Hawking retains use of just a few facial muscles. He sends information to the synthesizer via a gadget that senses movement of his cheek caused by the blinking of his eye. Although he can still communicate, it can take him 20 minutes to convey even the shortest of sentences. Hawking has received numerous awards, including 12 honorary degrees, a CBE, Commander of the British Empire, from the Queen of England, and the Medal of Freedom from U.S. President Barack Obama. However, for the average person, his greatest legacy may be his popular science book, A Brief History of Time. At the top of bestseller lists for a record-smashing 237 weeks, the book is said to have sold one copy for every 750 people on Earth. Such success shows that as long as there are people as inspirational as Hawking, we will always seek to understand why we're here and where we came from.
So it was when Hawking was 21 that he started having physical problems. What first happened was he became increasingly clumsy. If you describe someone as clumsy, you're saying that they move in a really awkward way. They're not very graceful. Maybe they even bump into things and tend to make things fall over. If you're clumsy, you're typically not a good athlete. You don't dance well. You could also describe someone who is clumsy as being uncoordinated. And this is what happened to him. Little by little, he became more and more clumsy and went to the doctor to see what was going on. And that's when he was diagnosed with motor neuron disease.
Neurons are in the brain. They have to do with how signals get around. And if you're diagnosed with something, that means the doctor doctor tells you what's wrong with you, what your disease is. Like my mother was diagnosed with diabetes about 10 years ago, but she's fine. She takes medication. Well, intelligence and emotions are unaffected by the illness. In other words, how smart you are and how you feel, well, the disease won't affect those or it won't change those things. But gradually, slowly over time, the signals that the brain sends to the muscles cease to work. Of course, in order to move your arms and legs, your brain needs to tell them to do so. And in order to tell them, the brain sends out signals that travel along the nerves. And unfortunately for Hawking, the brain stopped doing that gradually over time. The signals would not get to their intended recipients. The muscles or the signals ceased to work. A signal, of course, is information sent in a certain way, like radio signals. And if something ceases, that means it stops.
That's right. It's sort of a formal way to say stop. So you stop doing something or something stops happening. You could use the phrase something never ceases to amaze you. You're always surprised by that thing. For example, the things people are willing to do for charity never cease to amaze me. They're so generous with their time and money. It's kind of surprising. So we use this word cease in a more formal setting, although you will hear that phrase, something that never ceases to amaze you. Well, his muscles unfortunately stopped or ceased working. And despite doctors giving him 2 years to live at that point in his life, he was 21, remember, Hawking married soon after the diagnosis, or when the doctors actually told him what was wrong with him. They identified the disease. He went on to marry someone named Jane Wilde, and together the two of them had 3 children together. That's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. It does say here that that was his first wife, mm-hmm. So it implies or tells us that he later had a second or maybe even a third wife. We don't know, at least according to the information we have here. So despite his disease, he still managed to have those children. Well, over time, as time passed, the scientist, Stephen Hawking, grew more dependent on others. Dependent here is often used with the verb phrase to be dependent on someone. That means you need them in order to survive. Lots of people who suffer from terrible accidents are dependent on other people, and people as they get older and older are dependent more on people to take care of them. They hire caretakers, for example, as they get older. So dependent is from the verb to depend, which again is most often used with a preposition on, to depend on someone. Hey, Joe, I'm depending on you to finish this project in time.
Well, that's when he began to use an electric wheelchair. We say electric wheelchair because he couldn't push the wheelchair himself. He probably had buttons he could push, and that wheelchair would move by electricity. Perhaps it had a battery on the back. And then, unfortunately, in 1989, that's when he lost his ability to speak. I don't remember ever hearing his real voice. On his TV program that was pretty popular in the United States, I just remember the voice that was produced by a computer connected with a voice synthesizer. So it was back in 1989 that he could no longer use his real voice.
Mm-hmm. Back then, so that was, of course, way over 10 years ago, almost 20 years ago, and a computer is hooked up to a voice synthesizer, and that was specially built for him. A synthesizer is something that creates something, okay? So it's a voice synthesizer. It creates his voice based on various signals that the machine detects from his face. And along with his wheelchair, this is now synonymous with his image. So, yes, indeed, whenever I think of Stephen Hawking, I hear this kind of computerized voice. I am here talking to you today here in this laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a computer synthesized voice. And along with here just means in addition to. So, yes, whenever we think of Stephen Hawking, we think of him talking in that way, using that voice synthesizer. And we also think of him being in that wheelchair. It's an electric wheelchair, and those things are synonymous with his image. In other words, that's how we think of him. I could give the example of Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is synonymous with action movies. He's been starring in a lot of action movies in recent years.
Oh, he sure has. I wanted to talk about this word synthesizer for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We often use synthesizers in music. A synthesizer is a piece of electric equipment that can produce electric copies of real instruments. So instead of having a real piano, you could have a synthesizer that kind of sounds like a piano. Sometimes synthesizers can actually produce sounds that really imitate violin sounds well, cellos, organs, different instruments, even drums. Drum beats can come out of a synthesizer, and you'll often see those if you're looking at a band that's performing live in front of you, or if they're recording in a studio, they might be using a synthesizer. Well, he's got a voice synthesizer, so it imitates the sound of a real voice. It still sounds like a computer, but it helps him talk.
Mm-hmm, right. Another word related to synthesizer is synthetic, which means created artificially. For example, if you wear clothes made out of polyester or nylon or something, those are synthetic fibers. They're not natural. They're created in the laboratory. And again, we're talking about these two things that we think about Stephen Hawking. One is his voice synthesizer, and also we think about his wheelchair. So when we think about two things together, we use this phrase, along with. We think about the voice synthesizer along with the wheelchair, and those things are synonymous with his image.
Yeah, I could say that my friend John was robbed along with his three friends. So all those people were robbed together. So together with someone or something else is what along with means. It can be followed by something or somebody. So these two things are synonymous with his image. So this is what I think of when I think of Stephen Hawking. Well, first of all, I think he's a genius. That comes to mind first. And then I think of his strange robotic-sounding voice and his wheelchair. He's always filmed sitting in that wheelchair. Well, everybody, this is probably a good time to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for some more explanation, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Kevin, again. 我们今天要继续来介绍英国这位伟大的科学家，虽然他已经全身几乎已经瘫痪了，但却丝毫不影响他过人的聪明头脑。第一段大意是说呢，在 Hawking 21岁的时候，被诊断出患有肌肉萎缩症的疾病。虽然智力跟情绪不会受到这个疾病的影响，但渐渐的大脑传递给肌肉的讯号会停止运作。虽然医生告诉他还有2年的寿命，但是他在诊断后不久就和他的第一任老婆 Jane Wilde 结婚，而且接着就有了3名女儿。在这段当中，我们看到了 diagnose， 也就是诊断这个字的用法。我们通常是用被动的结构表示被诊断出有什么的疾病，这时候我们用的结构就是 be diagnosed with 后面像疾病的名称。好比我们说他被诊断出罹患了帕金森氏症，这时候这句话我们就可以翻译成为 He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease。另外这个字的名词我们在这段的后头也会看到，就是 diagnosis， D-I-A-G-N-O-S-I-S。 而这个字如果要变成复数型的话呢，只要把后面的 S-I-S 结尾变成 S-E-S 结尾 diagnosis 就可以了。我们发现在英文当中，如果说它的单数名词是 S-I-S 结尾的话，那么它的复数名词通常我们就只要把后面的字尾改成 S-E-S 就行了。像这样的例子还有像假设这个字 hypothesis H-Y-P-O-T-H-E-S-I-S 分析 analysis A-N-A-L-Y-S-I-S 危机 crisis C-R-I-S-I-S 还有强调 emphasis E-M-P-H-A-S-I-S 都是属于这一类的用法。另外在这段当中我们还看到了 cease 这个字是表示停止的意思，这个字呢跟 stop 是有很大的不同，因为我们知道 stop 如果后面加 ving 动名词的话呢，表示停止原来的动作，如果后面加的是不定词 to be 的话呢，表示停下来去做另外一个动作。但是 cease 不论后面是加 to be 或者加 ving 都是表示停止原本的动作。好比我们说他们停止工作了，这时候我们就可以把它翻译成为 they ceased working 或者是 they ceased to work， 所代表的意思都是一样的。 接下来这段的大意是在叙述 Hawking 后来病情越来越恶化，开始要用电动轮椅，甚至到后来无法说话。这段第三句话说到 A computer connected to a voice synthesizer， 一个连接到声音合成器的电脑 was specially built for him， 是特别为他设计的。 And this along with his wheelchair， 而这样东西连同他的轮椅 is now synonymous with his image， 等于就是他给人的形象一样。在这里我们看到了 be synonymous with，表示的是与什么同意，也就是相当于等同于的意思。 Synonymous 这个字呢，它的名词其实就是 synonym， S-Y-N-O-N-Y-M， 它的意思就是同义字的意思。这个字呢，我们可以拆成两个部分来看，字首的 S-Y-N 它指的是 same 的意思，同样的，而后半段的 O-N-Y-M 它所代表的是 name 的意思，所以同样的名字其实它所代表的就是同义字。相对的反义字我们就可以用到 ANT 这样子的一个字首，表示 against 的意思，所以反义字叫 antonym， A-N-T-O-N-Y-M。 另外我们讲匿名者就可以用到了 AN 这样的字首，因为 AN 的字首是表示 no without 的意思，所以匿名者这个字就是 anonym， A-N-O-N-Y-M。另外我们也听过假名这个字，这个字的话呢，我们用到了字首 pseudo， P-S-E-U-D-O， 表示 false 的意思，所以假名的拼法就是 P-S-E-U-D-O-N-Y-M， pseudonym。 这段的后半部说到了现今 Hawking 他脸部的肌肉还能够应用，可以将讯息透过一个装置传出去，而这个装置能感应到脸颊因为眨眼而产生的运动。
It's time now to take a short break, but stay tuned, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue talking about a brief history of Stephen Hawking. Remember where we left off? We talked about some things that are synonymous with him, his voice synthesizer, and his wheelchair. But don't just think of him in terms of those things. Think of him in terms of his intellect, the fact that he's held some pretty prestigious positions at universities in England, and also because of his book, his famous book called A Brief History of Time, which we're going to talk about in just a couple of seconds. Well, today, Hawking retains use of just a few facial muscles. To retain something means to keep it. You don't let it go. So I was really relieved last year because the company retained me. They did not fire me because of the recession. I was able to keep my job. Something else that people might wear in their mouths is called a retainer, which helps. Actually, I've never worn one before.
I have.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what exactly they do. Does it like prevent your teeth from growing in the wrong direction or something?
Well, actually, you get a retainer after your braces are taken off. Braces are put on your teeth to straighten them. So when the dentist or the orthodontist takes your braces off, he gives you something called a retainer that you're supposed to wear at night while you're asleep. And it helps keep your teeth in place so they don't move back to their original position. So no one has to see your retainer if you just wear it at night. I actually still have a retainer that's permanently on the bottom of my teeth. So my bottom teeth will never move.
Right.
Retain can also mean to store or keep something inside something else. Computers retain a lot of information. People can retain a lot of information. Some people are really good at remembering things they never forget.
Mm-hmm. So he still has the use of a few facial muscles. Of course, as you know, the body has hundreds of different muscles, and the ones on your face are the facial muscles. So he can still use some of them. And he uses those muscles to send information to the synthesizer via a gadget or a device that senses movement of his cheek and that movement is caused by the blinking of his eye. Sounds kind of complicated here. Again, he has a special gadget that can sense movement on his cheek, and that somehow is connected to the synthesizer, and that allows him to communicate, but it takes him a long time to do so.
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot of patience. I don't know if I'd be patient enough, but he still communicates. He has a lot of ideas inside that brilliant mind of his, but it takes him a long time to convey or communicate what he's thinking by just blinking the eye. Hawking's received a lot of awards. Numerous is what that means, many. And that's understandable. In our first day on Hawking, we talked about how he's a celebrated genius. Usually, if someone's celebrated, they have received many awards. He's received 12 honorary degrees. An honorary degree is different from a degree that you receive when you finish all of the requirements of a particular field of study and you get your degree when you graduate. If it's honorary, it means it's an honor given to someone who has achieved a lot in their particular field, although they didn't attend a particular university. For example, he went to Oxford and Cambridge, but Harvard could decide to give him an honorary degree, give him a PhD from Harvard, even though he never attended one day of classes there. They just think that he deserves to be recognized for all that he's contributed to math and science generally.
Right, so if he wanted to teach at Harvard, they would welcome him with open arms. He's also received some other commendations or recognitions. One's the CBE, which is the commander of the British Empire, or a commander. I wonder if that's similar to MBE, but that's something that the Queen gives to people, since she's the one in charge now. And he's also received the Medal of Freedom from the President of the United States, Barack Obama. A medal, of course, is some kind of piece of metal that you stick on your chest. It's also got a ribbon with it, and lots of soldiers might receive medals if they were very brave in a war or something like that. Or if you win a competition, you might win a medal, again, something that you wear on your shirt.
Now, we know at the Olympics, you can win a gold, silver, or bronze medal. His medal was the Medal of Freedom, which is a very top honor that comes from the U.S. president, whoever is in office at that time. Now, for the average person, Hawking's greatest legacy, or what he leaves behind, may be his popular science book called A Brief History of Time. It's popular because a lot of people have bought it and have talked about it, and it's at the top of best seller lists. Brief here just means very short or to the point. Supposedly, he doesn't go into a lot of detail that can be confusing to people who aren't brilliant and geniuses in science, but I heard from some friends of mine that it is kind of hard to understand, even though he considers it to be a brief history of time, which probably means to Stephen Hawking it's pretty simple to understand, at least to him.
Yeah, well, I tried to read it myself, and the first couple of chapters were actually pretty user-friendly, but as he continued to talk, it just got more and more into the science, and he lost me after about the first half of the book, and I just couldn't figure out what
Wow.
he was talking about. So I guess that's an indication of how smart the guy really is.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that book was a bestseller, and it was at the top of bestseller lists all over the world for a record-smashing 237 weeks. Wow. And that means that the book has sold one copy, or one person has bought a copy of that book out of 750 people on planet Earth. So if you have 750 people walking down the sidewalk, at least one of them has a copy of this book. You can stop them and have a conversation with them about it. You'll be friends with that person forever.
It's pretty amazing. Well, such success shows that as long as there are people as inspirational as Hawking, we will always seek to understand why we're here and where we came from. Those are important questions for a lot of people on this planet. Hey, why am I here? Where did I come from? And where am I going? Is another popular question. As long as can mean a couple of things. As long as can mean during the time. For example, I could say, I'll stay as long as you need me. So I'll be here for however much time you need me for, or since. It can mean since. As long as you've offered, I accept. If someone says, hey, you want a cup of tea? Well, as long as you've offered, sure, I'd love a cup of tea. Or it could also mean on condition of something. So I will cooperate as long as you are kind to me. Or I'll cooperate as long as you notify me in time. Maybe your boss asks you to work overtime and you say, well, as long as you give me some advance notice, I can do that.
But if your boss asks you to work overtime and you say, well, as long as you pay me, I will, you might not expect to keep your job for very long. But again, his success shows that as long as there are people as inspirational as Hawking is, rather, we will always seek to understand why we're here in the universe and where we came from. Some people are still asking those questions, and those questions are still kind of difficult to answer. Or at least in terms of physics and cosmology and all that happy stuff. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Here's our Chinese teacher.
这一句话说, although he can still communicate, 虽然说他仍然能够沟通, it can take him 20 minutes to convey even the shortest of sentences. 但是呢,就算要传递最短的句子,也可能要花他20分钟的时间。最后这一段大意是先提到 Hawking 他得到了许多奖项，包括英国女王所颁赠的 Commander of the British Empire， 也就是大英帝国司令勋章，以及美国总统奥巴马所颁赠的 The Medal of Freedom 自由勋章。另外也提到了他留给世人的伟大著作 A Brief History of Time， 也就是时间简史这本书，那是一本属于 Popular Science 普及科学，又称大众科学的书。其所指的呢，就是利用媒体向大众宣扬一些基本的科学思想或科学技术的书。而这本书也破纪录的在畅销书排行榜上持续有237周都是第一名。据说这本书在地球上等于是每750人就有一本这样的书。这段最后一句说到 Such success shows, 这样子的成功显示出来 that as long as there are people as inspirational as Hawking, 只要有人跟 Hawking 一样那么的能够启发灵感， we will always seek to understand, 我们便会试图知道 why we are here and where we came from。我们为什么会在这里，以及我们来自于何处。在这段里头，我们看到了 bestseller 指的是畅销产品，而在这里它尤其指的是畅销书的意思。另外我们还看到了 record smashing 这个复合形容词，表示的是破纪录的。这个字呢，我们可以把它代换成为 record breaking 或者是 record beating， 因为我们知道打破纪录它这样的字词搭配就是 smash a record 或者是break a record 或者是 beat a record。 另外当我们要说创下记录的话呢，我们就可以说 set a record 或者是 establish a record。 如果说的是刷新记录，我们就可以利用 better 这个字。 better 这个字呢，它其实有动词的用法，表示使更好的意思，所以刷新记录就是 better a record。 那如果说是打平记录的话呢，我们可以用到 equal 这个字来当做动词来使用，就是 equal a record， 或者我们用 tie 也行， tie a record 都是用来表示打平记录的意思。那如果提到保持记录的话呢，我们就可以用很简单的 hold 这个字来表示保持维持的意思，所以保持记录就是 hold a record。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and please make sure you join us again next time because we so love having you. For English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.